Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, March 28, 2020? I am asking all listeners on tonight, especially for the first-time listeners, please get your Bible with your pens and paper ready to get ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He also happened to be my very first cousin. So he's going to be bringing forth the word of God again on tonight. We always open up with prayer. And I'm asking all listeners on tonight to lift me up in prayer because we know that God, he is a healer. And he is our healer. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. He said, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And he said, we have not because we ask not. And so all of you that are listening on tonight, to know how to get a prayer through, I'm asking you all to pray for me as I'm still going through my cancer treatment. And they took the prick line out of my arm on yesterday at the hospital, at the VA. And I had a rough night yesterday, rough day yesterday and last night and most of today. But I'm still going through my radiation treatments. But and sometimes it kind of takes a toll on your body and your mind. So, but I'm still standing on God's word that I'm healed, delivered, and set free. From this cancer, because he's still working miracle signs and wonders. So I'm asking all listeners, please pray for me on tonight as I continue to pray for you. That's what we are to do as the body of Christ. We are to continue to lift each other up in prayer. We are to always encourage one another with the words of the Lord. So on tonight, we're going to go into prayer, and I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. Even in the midst of it all, no matter what the world is experiencing now and what we're dealing with, what we're seeing, like we've never seen before, we know that you are in total control and you're still worthy to be praised. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We know that there is no other God like you. And Father, we thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You're sitting high and you're looking low. Your eyes are in every place. So now, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Heavenly Father, because we thank you that you see us and you know who is faithful, You know who is humble, and you are not like man. You search in every heart. So now, Lord, we ask that you would, again, forgive us of all of our sins, because your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. And I believe that's why the world is in the state that it's in right now due to this coronavirus, because man has gotten so far away from you. But you have a way of getting the world's attention and let the world know that you are in total control and that you are God, the Most High God. And you said that you would have no other gods before you. So now, Lord, we have to do a have your way in the earth, that men, women, boys, and girls that are spiritually blind will come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, as they hear your word. Heavenly Father, let the body of Christ will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways. And you said that you will forgive our sins and you will heal the land. So we know that this is, you have allowed this to come upon the land because, again, mankind has gotten so far away from you and have gotten so caught up into the world. And even in some of the churches have allowed the world into the church today, and you're not pleased with it. So sometimes you allow things to come upon your people to draw us back to you. So we ask, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit, continue to have mercy upon your people, so that as we repent individually and then as we repent as a corporate body of believers, that you will remove this virus from the land, that we will be able to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tonight through your word, through your pastor, through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Again, should there be any listeners that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, not only them, but we lift up our president, Heavenly Father, and world leaders all over the land that do not know Jesus Christ, that are spiritually blind, that you would touch their hearts as well, that they too will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And they will be able to be led by you. And once they have been led by you, they will know how to show love and compassion for all people, that you will be glorified through them as well. And that you, again, will heal the land for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Lord, we pray that you will comfort and strengthen all those that have believed on tonight, those that have already lost loved ones due to this virus, not only because of the virus, but those that have lost loved ones all over the land. We lift up the family of the owner and founder of the Swanson Funeral Home, Brother O'Neill D. Swanson. We lift up his family and his entire staff, Heavenly Father, as he has already made his heavenly transition on yesterday. We have to do a comfort and strengthen them in the name of Jesus Christ. And again, all those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land, comfort and strengthen as only you can. Let them all remember and know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that lets us know that with the stripes of Jesus, we are already healed. And no matter what it looks like, we got to stand on your word in faith, knowing that we are already healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, your Son. So we thank you for the healing right now. I thank you for my healing. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing your people all over the land. So we ask the Lord that you would just continue to move by your Spirit in the earth, that you would be glorified on tonight. Continue to help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. And help us to be humble doers of your word, and not just hearers only, that you would be glorified through us. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless my church family, my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the entire Greater Shield of Faith church family, and every our church family, Heavenly Father, every man, woman that you have anointed, that are under shepherds over your people all over the land, that are standing on your word all over the land. Continue to lead and guide them in the way that you would have them to go as they lead and guide your people, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, Spiritual Food for Thought comes to us saying, have thy way, O Lord, for your glory. Once again, tonight's Spiritual Food for Thought. Have thy way. In other words, there's a song that says, have thine own way, Lord. And I'll put it this way, have thine way, O Lord, for your glory. I'm asking all listeners, if you could please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador/vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. There are a few procedures that you need to follow in order to click on follow. Follow those directions and then click on follow. And remember that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, the Word of God lets us know we have not because we ask not. And I'm not ashamed to let the world know that, you know, because of, just as I said before the opening prayer, due to this cancer and radiation and chemo that I'm going through right now, it really has taken a toll on me. So that's why, I'm asking and seeking prayers of the righteous. The Word of God said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And even though we are praying, we still got to adjust our attitudes and knowing that God is still able, he's a healer, and by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed, not only me, but for others that are going through the same thing that I'm going through, or maybe something even worse. We know that God is still a healer, and he's healing us by our faith and our hope and our trust in him, that he's going to be glorified even more. And after we come out of this storm that our bodies are going through, and that the storm that the world is experiencing right now with this coronavirus, there will be more glory after this. I do believe that God is going to be even more glorified in Jesus' name. So right now we're going to go to our short music break, and we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries. He's going to be delivering God's word again on tonight. And I do pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with him as we get ready to go through God's word together on tonight. So for the music break, we're going to pray, cover me, Lord. For such a time as this, we need to be covered by the blood of Jesus. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cover me. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, bless it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We need to be covered by the blood of Jesus for such a time as this. I thank God for the word on tonight that's about to come forth through Pastor Norman King. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with him as we get ready to go through God's word once again on tonight. But as I was saying before, I bring on Pastor Norman King earlier in the broadcast tonight. The word of God says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face. You know, we got to be humble when we do it. We got to be humble in humility. Seek God's face. And this is an individual thing. We need to do it personally. And then we need to do it as a corporate body of believers. When we humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face, he said that he will forgive us, of all of our sins, and he will heal the land. Until we come together on one accord, until we do this as an individual, this goes for those that are spiritually buying on tonight too. If you do not know Jesus Christ, and you know in your heart that you do not know Jesus Christ, you need to get your house in order. You need to get make sure that your soul have a place to go, because it is going to go to a place that is going to be either hell or heaven. The choice is yours. So you want to make sure that you spend eternity after you have left your body, took his last breath. You want to make sure that your soul is going to be resting throughout eternity with the Master, with our Heavenly Father, our Creator. So don't be taking your life for granted, your soul for granted. Stop playing Russian roulette with your soul, because the enemy is not playing. He is sincere about taking out people. He don't care. He's taking out the young and the old, and you don't have to be sick to die. So just stop playing with your life. Stop playing with your soul. Get to know Jesus Christ while you have breath in your body, while you have a chance, because it's not God's desire that any souls be lost. So right now you have an opportunity that you hear my voice, you hear the voice of Pastor Norman King that's coming forth very shortly. On tonight, you can yield your mind, body, and soul to Jesus Christ. He's not going to force himself in on you. He gives you free will, free choice to make a decision. So you need to make that decision tonight, because your next breath is not promised to neither one of us. So I just wanted to say that on tonight, because of what the world is experiencing right now, God has allowed it to happen for a reason, because, again, mankind has gotten so far away from God. Man has gotten so caught up into the world, and even the churches have gotten so much into the world that they've allowed the world to come up into the church, and God is not pleased. He said he's a jealous God, and we should have no other God before him. So he's speaking loud and clear to the world tonight, to you and I. Get your house in order, you know, because he can lift this thing up off this world, but we got to do our part so that he can move this enemy, this virus, away from us, that he will be even more glorified even after this storm has passed over. So right now we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so humbly grateful for another opportunity and privilege to be before you tonight. To God be the glory. And I thank God for my cousin James for allowing for being obedient to the Holy Spirit and inviting me over to be the speaker. So the prayer's been prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray also. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, we love you and we thank you. And we pray that I be decreased and that you be increased, and that the word, as it go out, that the ones that hear it will receive it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I'm coming from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12. I'm going to be reading verse 31 and 32. King James Version says, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. 32, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And the message for tonight is, as Jesus said it, if I be lifted up. Big two-letter word, if. And this is Jesus saying, in the midst of whatever's going on right now, a timely message for what's happening now, if we lift Jesus up, but we can't lift him up apart from 2 Chronicles 7:13 and 7:14. Let me read that. Amplified verse. 2 Chronicles 7:13 says, if I shut up heaven so no rain falls, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. 14. If my people, as Cousin James read it a while ago, I said, Lord, you on time, like always, not surprised by it. Amen. 14. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek, and crave. It's amplified. Pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my faith, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Jesus said, if I be lifted up. So we got to get ourselves back right with him, first of all. Amen. As his word comes forth, then the same thing applies to you right now. Amen. It's time to be an example, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Not just now, but we talk about the now because we're in the now. Amen. So I'm going to repeat that. It's time to be an example. Instead of being so skilled in what social media is saying, amen, just lift Jesus up. Amen. Lift him up. Amen. Don't beat people up. If they're doing wrong, don't beat them up. Just lift Jesus up. And if you lift Jesus up, it's going to lift them up. Amen. If we lift up Jesus, it's going to lift them up. Amen. Tonight, as we look at this text, now, the word now is the judgment of this world. Amen. Now, the ruler of this world will be cast out. This is what Jesus said. He said it then. Amen. And it still applies when? Now. Amen. I love how Jesus said, and if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. Now, we know he was talking about the cross, amen, physically, but we also apply to the spirit, amen. If we lift up Jesus, amen, tonight, as I talk about this tonight, we're going to look at three ways that we're supposed to lift up Jesus. His uniqueness, his cross, and the great love he demonstrated. Amen? Back to the title, If I Be Lifted Up. See, we got to draw our attention toward Jesus. Amen? Don't focus on the coronavirus. Focus on Jesus. Amen? See, we got to put, as kingdom men and kingdom women, we got to speak according to the word of God. Amen? If I be lifted up, that's what Jesus said. Right now, my brothers and sisters, if we lift up Jesus right now, amen, then Jesus said, I will draw. Amen. Those ones who out there who wavered, he said, I will draw. Amen. Like the young lady came to me all night, just came. Look, because I walk in the light, come on, church, amen. If you walk in the light, which is Jesus, he will draw people to you. Because we live in a time that a lot of people is saying what? A whole lot of things. Amen? Now, our society says about religion. Listen to this right here. All religions are speaking about the same God. Okay? Follow me. Let's overlook our differences and only focus on our similarities. Moses, Muhammad, Buddha, Jesus, it's all the same. Okay, people say that, right? But the answer is this. Put Jesus on a par with anyone else, it's impossible. Amen? Jesus, origin, sinlessness, deity, and resurrection separates him from all the rest. Jesus said, I'm going to repeat now. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. We are not to lift up denominations or teachings only or personality, but what? Jesus. Lift Jesus up. I'm going to keep on saying it, y'all. Lift Jesus up. The Greek word for lifted means to elevate. Amen. So let's elevate Jesus. As my cousin said a while ago, yes, in a time like this, yes, elevate him. If people come to you trying to overwhelm you, and some of them do it on purpose, some don't, about what's happening in the world, yes, that's your opportunity to what? Lift up Jesus. To what? Elevate Jesus. To lift up is to what? Draw attention to. Amen. Make obvious. We got to draw people attention to Jesus. We got to make it obvious. Amen. Make it visible. Amen. In comparison to the other objects of faith. Amen. We all have been brainwashed that we must be tolerant. Don't offend anybody. But throughout the Bible, God showed he was really God over other deities. In Egypt, God sent the plague on the other gods. Amen. Amen. The Philistines, God made a Dagon fall before the ark over Babylon. God, through Isaiah, taunted the deity. Amen. Ephes. Amen. Even, listen to this right here. Ephes, God moved mighty, healing, delivering, and saving through who? Through Paul. So if you and I will lift up Jesus, Jesus is going to glorify himself, amen, through us, by us being obedient. Just lift up Jesus, amen. In the book of Hebrews, the writer showed the superiority of Christianity over Judaism. A better hope, come on, y'all. In 7:9, he's talking about a better hope, better promises, better sacrifice. I'm just trying to say, if we just lift up Jesus, we should draw attention, amen, to Jesus. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Draw
amen.
Attention to Jesus. There's no Savior in Islam. There's no Savior in Hinduism. There's no Savior in Confucianism. There's no Savior in Buddhism. Amen? So what we got to do is don't water Jesus down. Amen? If you put water in your gasoline, it ceases to be explosive. Amen? It becomes useless for running your car. Amen? Talk to me now. If you reduce the active ingredients in painkillers, they no longer relieve the pain of the sufferer. Amen? Amen. If you put too much carbonated water or less syrup in fountain juice, they lose their appeal and flavor. Amen. So we got to do what? Give people Jesus. Amen. Give them Jesus. Christianity
Amen.
Won't work without its key ingredient. I'm going to say it again, church. Christianity won't work without its key ingredient. And what's that? Jesus Christ. I'm talking
yes,
about
Lord.
Raw, pure, unadulterated. Jesus, he must be lifted up. Jesus, he must be made visible. Jesus, he must
be.
We must draw attention to Jesus. Amen? We must exalt Jesus to his proper place. Amen?
Amen.
It must be shown as superior and needful. Yes, right now, it's needful. Amen. But don't beat people up. Just lift Jesus up that he may draw them to him. Amen. Lifting up Jesus. Lifting up the cross of Jesus. Amen. In Galatians 6:14, Paul said, "But God forbid that I should glory, boast, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." So Paul didn't say we don't glory, save in the death of Christ, but the cross of Christ and unusual distinction. Amen? Amen. And amen. Things the world doesn't like about the cross. In 1 Corinthians 1:23, Paul said the cross was a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. Amen. So if somebody is doing their thing, and if they give over to the Lord, they can't sincerely, they can't continue to do what they were doing. Amen. So it will become a stumbling block in regards to them continuing to do what they did. So Paul said that the cross was a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. Amen. So I'm just trying to give you something tonight. Amen. And it's called saving grace. Amen. So the world thinks that if we trust in the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that makes us morons. Yeah, yeah, they think that. Amen. So why does the world not like the cross? See, we must understand something, brothers and sisters, that because the kingdom not been worn down, the people has worn down in the kingdom in regards to how they are living their lives, amen? And even with what's happening right now, to make my point, you can't tell the saints from the ain't. Because so many saints is carrying on like the world, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And see, look, Jesus has been misunderstood. And see, and that's what was happening in this 31 to 31st verse in John. He was misunderstood, amen. And see, one thing we must understand, the world is not what it should be. Come on. It is not what it was created to be, perfect and permanent, amen. The world was perfect in its distant past. It was created perfectly, just as it should be. However, man misunderstands the world. Man ignores and neglects the fact that the world is not perfect. I'm just trying to say something like y'all. Amen? And just to fast forward, just remember this. Jesus had to correct their misconception. He had to show them that God's concern was not for man and his world to exist for just a brief span of time, but for eternity. Amen? What Jesus said was an alarming revelation. Amen? Going back to that word where it says now. He said now. It is I being lifted up, my cross and death, that would cause these things to happen. Jesus said that the world is to be judged. He said that the world is ruled by an alien power. And that's what's happening right now. Amen. Who's the prince of the air? The devil. Amen. Jesus said that both the world and Satan would be conquered by what? The cross. By his death. He was trying to get them to understand, look, y'all, quit all your fussing and fighting. Lift me up. And that's what we need right now. We need to lift up Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ has destroyed and triumphed over the power of faith. Amen. The cross delivers and gives us so much, my brothers and sisters. Amen. In John 14:30, this is what it says. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. Come on, y'all. Amen. He ain't got nothing in us. And don't have nothing what? On us. Amen. Colossians 1:13-14, it says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption. Come on, church. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. 1 John 3:8, it says, he that committed sin is of the devil. All right now, this makes some church folks mad. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus up. Lift Jesus up. The word lift up, I'm going to say again, it refers to the cross of Christ. Lift Jesus up. Amen. Jesus said this once. He is lifted up. He will draw all men to himself. Quit trying to do the drawing. I had to learn that as a pastor myself. And sometimes a pastor, especially when you first start out, pastor, you get frustrated because of this, that, and another. And you get so much that you wear out your soul. Well, let me say it this way. You are so soulish that you pull down your spirit. There you go. Amen? But the cross of Christ, if we lift him up, he will attract men. Jesus will.
It was
the cross that delivered men from sin, death, and hell. It was the cross that made it possible for men to live abundantly and eternally. Amen? It was the cross that gave to men the presence and power of God's Spirit to guide and care for them. How often? Day by day. Amen? Jesus died for man on the cross. When a man believes, that Jesus died for him, God takes that man's belief and counts it as righteousness. God,
yes, Lord, thank you.
The man as perfect. The man is not righteous, nowhere close to perfect. The man,
yes,
God,
right,
and everyone else knows he is not perfect. But the man honors, here we go, y'all. This is different from us and the rest of us. But the man honors God's Son by believing on him. Therefore, God honors the man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The point to see is that God will do anything for the person who truly honors his Son. God loves his Son so much that he is willing to do anything. Get this word, y'all. God loves his Son so much that he's willing to do anything for anyone who honors Jesus. Lift him up.
Yes, Lord.
If a man honors Jesus by believing and following Jesus, God will take that man's faith and
yes,
count
Lord.
His faith as righteousness. He will deliver him from sin and death. Give him both, guess what, abundant and eternal life. He didn't just say, I'll give you eternal life. I will give you abundant and eternal life, according to John 10:10. Place the Holy Spirit and his power within the man to help him live what? Day by day. Another point. The point is this. It is the cross of Christ that breaks the power of Satan in the world. The cross of Christ that breaks the power of Satan in the world. It is the cross of Christ, here and now, that casts out Satan, his power, his rule, and reign. Here we go now. Man, by believing that Christ died for him, can now be counted righteous and delivered from the power of Satan, from the evil power that entices him to sin, come on, church, and causes him to die and face the judgment of God. But now, man can now know the power of God, the power that freely forgives him, freely forgives him, and gives him life forever. Man can now experience the marvelous grace of God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So I'm going to say again, lift Jesus up. Don't worry about this, that, and the other. Don't get so caught up in what's happening. See, church, we are the head, not the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Stop. See, the Jesus' name cuts. Come on, huh? Hebrews 4:12 talks about cutting. Amen. The word cuts. Amen. See, look here. Jesus says the world is ruled by an alien prince. I just skip on you, but just I want to make sure I get this before I finish. Jesus said the world is ruled by an alien prince. The world is not ruled by God. You better get that. The world is ruled by Satan. Amen? Satan is the ruler and the prince. Yes, that is the power of the world in all its evil and corruption. God allowed, I said it Thursday, God allowed this to happen to bring glory to himself. Amen? God is not the author of sin. God
That's
does
right.
not tempt men. He does not tempt
Amen.
Men, not for evil, according to James 1:13. God is not the father of sin and evil or destruction and devastation. Come on, church. God does not do such things. The father of such corruption is the devil. Hallelujah. We better get this thing, y'all. Lift Jesus up. Quit being so thorough in the coronavirus and become thorough in Jesus Christ. Lift him up. That's your word for tonight. Lift up Jesus. Lift him up. Lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift him up. You want to get some people off your back? Lift up Jesus. Just lift him up. Lift him up. Say Jesus' name, huh? Say his name. I've seen people's face jump around and lip jump and nose open up at the sound of Jesus. Amen. Lift up Jesus. Lift him up. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's our Redeemer. He's our Lord. Amen. With that being said, to God be the glory. I'm going to play this song, and after the song plays, Brother James, it is in your hands.
According to the master's hope. Brother James.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight once again. I thank God for this message on tonight from Pastor Norman King. Again, he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. What a powerful word for such a time as this. His message title was, If I Be Lifted Up. And I like what you said, Pastor Norman King, that equals to elevate Jesus. Too many people that are in the body of Christ are elevating themselves, and they're pumping themselves up and putting themselves on a pedestal. But Jesus said in his word, if he be lifted up, that he's the one that's going to do the drawing, because he's the only one that can save. No one can be saved other than through the name of Jesus Christ. So we must start elevating Jesus Christ. We must start coming out of the four walls of the church, going into the streets and do street ministries, street battles, where the sinful men, women, boys, and girls are. Even though we know we have sinners inside the church walls too, we are to, as the body of believers in Jesus Christ, that's a part of our failure. We're not going into the world. We're not going into the streets. We are bringing too much of the world into the church. And that's why I believe God has allowed this virus to come up on the land right now, because man has gotten so away from God, and the church has allowed so much of the world to come inside the church. And that's why God said that I'm a jealous God, and he would not allow any other God to be before him. And so sometimes he allows things to happen, such as this virus, just like he did in the days of King Pharaoh and Moses when he brought the plague. At the end of the movie, if you're familiar with that movie, don't you remember when at the end of the movie, Pharaoh admitted that Moses' God was God? And I believe that's where we are today. See, when we as the body of Christ come together and start repenting individually and then as a corporate body of believers, we need to repent and mean it from our hearts. And then we will see God, he will turn this thing around. He will forgive our sins and he will heal the land, but we have to do it in humility, because God is not like man. He's searching our hearts. He knows who's for real and who's not. So it's time to stop playing church, because God is not playing with us. This is serious. And the enemy is not playing either. See, I thank God that he's still in control no matter what it looks like. He allows things to happen. He don't cause it, but he can't allow it. He can take his hands off of mankind and let the enemy have his way. And I believe that's what's going on right now, because man, again, has gotten so far away from God and has forgotten that God is in total control. Not only mankind, but even some of our world leaders, God is going to touch their hearts too. So that's why we need to continue to pray for our world leaders, our presidents, our kings, and those that hold high positions in the earth, because the word says there's spiritual wickedness in high places, and we're seeing it right now, even today. So we need to be praying for our president and all world leaders that some of them are spiritually blind, and they thinking they are above God, they can do whatever they want, but they cannot, and he's showing them even now. So they need to be saved too. So that's why it's important that we pray for them, that their spiritual eyes will become open too, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name, then they will know how to show love and compassion for all people, just like Jesus did. So on tonight, I pray that you have received this word on tonight from Pastor Norman King. What a powerful word on tonight for such a time as this. God is going to be glorified. And again, once men start repenting of our individual sins and as a corporate body of believers, then we will see this thing lifted up off the earth. And then God is going to be even more glorified after this storm has passed over. So I pray that you have received the word on tonight. I pray that it was a blessing to you. I know it was for me. So continue to be lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. And do not fear. Do not allow this situation that we are experiencing in the world today to cause you to fear and doubt God, because again, he is still in control. He is not like man. God has all power in heaven and on earth in his hands, and that's what he wants the world to know, that he is the Most High God, and there should be no other gods before him. So we thank God for this word on tonight. As we go to the close out, we're going to close out in prayer once again, as we always do. Please pray with me once again, because we are still serving off from God. He's still worthy to be praised at all times, no matter what is going on. And for those of you that are listening on tonight worldwide, continue to listen to your governors, those that have ruled over you, as they are stressing for people to stay in their homes. If you don't necessarily have to get out to go to an important job, whatever the case may be, stay in your houses. continue to wash your hands, use the sanitizers, stay 6 feet apart from each other, and allow the Lord to do what he has to do to redeem us so that we can come back to him. He said, if we come back to him, he will come back to us. So now we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Once again, eternal God, Heavenly Father, we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. You're still worthy to be praised, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the world is experiencing right now. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you that you don't slumber nor sleep. All power in heaven and earth is in your hands. You are in total control. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word is true and that man's word be a lie. Heavenly Father, that we can always trust you because you are a faithful God. You honor your word. You stand on your word. You stand on your promises. You are a promise keeper. So now, Lord, you said that if we would turn from our wicked ways, and now if we would seek you in prayer, sincerely seek you in prayer and humility, that you will forgive our sins and you will heal the land. So that's what you're waiting for, Heavenly Father. So I pray that you would touch each heart, that we would examine our own selves individually to make sure that we are being assets to the kingdom of God and not liabilities on tonight, that you would be glorified through your people as a corporate body of believers, that you would be glorified through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we want to continue to lift up all those that have been affected by this virus, that have lost loved ones all over the land. I just heard on the world news tonight that a baby have made his transition or her transition because of this virus, the first baby that we know of that made their transition because of this virus. So it's affecting people all over the land, all walks of life, and all over the world. So we know that you are in control. So have your way, Lord, that you will be glorified through it, and that after this storm has passed over, that you will get even more glory after this. So now, Lord, we lift up all listeners on tonight and all those that are bereaved in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Comfort and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace, your comfort, your strength, your joy, even in the midst of sorrow. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen your people that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, Heavenly Father, in the earth. And we know that we are already healed in your Son, Jesus' name. By his stripes, we are healed. And you're standing on your word, and I'm standing on your word for myself, that I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ, that I will have an even greater praise report after this is over with regarding my cancer and situation, that I will have an even more powerful testimony that I will be able to share with the world, too, and let the world know that it was you and you alone who have healed me, that you will be glorified even more through me. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray that you will continue to have your way in all the earth and move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, as your ministers minister to your people through whatever media, social network they're going to be ministering to your people on tomorrow. Be with your people that are going to deliver your word, and that your word will be received, Heavenly Father, on tomorrow, that souls will be saved even through social media as your word is being preached and taught on tomorrow because of this worldwide virus where people cannot congregate in the sanctuaries for now, but we can still share the good news of Jesus Christ through social media. And so even through this, we thank you in advance that souls are going to be saved, backsliders are going to come back to the fold, that the body of Christ is going to be built up and strengthened and edified even more through your word, even on tomorrow, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform, that it will be everything that you have called and ordained for it to be. For your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God that are touching the group of this prayer said amen. But know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. So we're going to close out this song and pray for me. And that's what we need to be doing. Touching and agreeing according to God's word on tonight. Lifting each other up and encouraging one another. Even while we're going through this storm, we need to be praying one year for another. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
Hallelujah. It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me.
Come on.
Oh, 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 oh,
Need a prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody.